USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials confirm four more bodies have been recovered at the site of the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade County Mayor saying that brings the death toll to 16, with 147 people unaccounted for. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's spoken to anxious family members and assured them they will keep searching until everyone is found. Democrats on the House Appropriations Committee released a proposal that would cut the Homeland Security budget for fiscal year 2022 by nearly $1 billion. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick criticizes those cuts on Fox News.
These people are just crazy. I mean, to think that we have 2 million that we're going to apprehend this year crossing the border compared to about 400,000 last year, and they want to cut Border Patrol and ICE?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone, so download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats will not take up the Senate's bipartisan infrastructure agreement until a budget reconciliation bill is passed in tandem.
That particular version, as it is something that we would take up once we see what the budget parameters are of the budget bill that the Senate will pass.
Republicans in favor of the bipartisan infrastructure agreement are no fan of the highly partisan reconciliation bill. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is meeting with his German counterpart for a ceremony at the Pentagon. The secretary saying the United States supports Germany's mission to try and maintain peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region.
We see your commitment again as Germany plans its naval deployment to the Indo-Pacific region. This deployment demonstrates Germany's commitment to projecting stability in an area of fierce strategic competition.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says it will take some time to get to the cause of the Florida condo collapse. As the investigation is underway, many people are taking a look at all different angles of what could have happened. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki has more on the story.
As the search and rescue mission continues at the collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida, the effort to discover the cause of that collapse has just begun, with preliminary efforts focusing on a 2018 inspection that found cracks in concrete columns, beams, and walls in the building's parking garage. Alan Kilschheimer is a structural engineer who's been hired by the city to investigate the collapse. He tells CNBC that multiple factors may have caused the collapse and that he will be looking for the trigger.
The issue is that when you have cracks, depending on the size, the cracks alone generally are not a major cause of a problem. The reinforcing steel, when you look at rusted reinforcing steel, it'll look like a lot of rust, but rust is an expansive material on steel, so you have to wire brush the steel. You get the rust off, and you see how much good metal is left. So, you know, they all will be some of the things that possibly could have contributed to the collapse in some form or another, but you have to find the trigger also of what actually precipitated the collapse.
More news online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.